selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids, no one makes cunt, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slide, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force of air, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, cunt, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. It is December the something. Let me take a quick boo here. It is December the 8th, 2016. We just about got this year out the door, and it just keeps getting more freaking bizarre by, it seems like, the hour now. I mean, this is completely bizarre. I pull up the Toronto Star. And let's see, what do we got headlines here? Ontario First Nations lays claim to downtown Ottawa, including Parliament Hill, which is where the federal government hangs out. Now, we have Belleville, Ontario woman, helped cook up Pizzagate. Lawsuit alleges military aggressively interrogated gay members from 1969 to 1995. Civil rights pioneer Viola Desmond will appear on the new Canadian $10 bill. Now, I don't even know who the hell was on it before, but one of the past prime ministers of the country, the one of the CEOs of the business known as Canada, and now we have a civil rights pioneer, Viola Desmond, will appear on the new Canadian $10 bill. This is all about the eradication of the male. Make no bones about it. They're shoving, it doesn't matter how stupid they are, and I'm not saying much for the males either, they're none too bright either, but this whole idea is all based on this damn Gaia, the Mother Earth bullshit. Now, I just said a swear word. And she apparently wakes up every now and again for a short period of time. And it's time we put her back to sleep. If you read the history on Gaia, it turns out she's a hoe. So put her to sleep and put her back where she belongs ditch this Earth worship nonsense. So they put this to all these women. Been doing it for years, you know, the women trying to bust the glass ceiling and that. I don't care if you're competent. I really don't care. I do not care. I've hired women, and they were some of the best people that I ever had working for me. But then I've had some guys that were pretty damn sharp, too. But this isn't what this is about. This is about shoving women into the top positions in so-called governments, so they can push their Mother Earth garbage and their human rights garbage. And humans, for these women that don't get it, humans are actually not men or women, they are animals. So take your human rights and shove them where the sun don't shine, because I ain't a human. And if you class yourself as a human, well, then you've just said to the world that you're an idiot. And that's your problem, not mine. Now, I got to go look at this thing here. Now, the Ontario government, or no, the federal government, I guess, I don't know if it was the feds or the Ontario government, laid out a big swath of land to the natives, to the indigenous folks, who they've abused since they first landed here. And so now, given the indigenous people this, that, and the other thing, and you know, part of this is all about the rewilding of the land, and that's all it's about. The native leaders know what it's about, just like every other. The professors in the university know what's going on. The indigenous leaders know what's going on. The union guys know what's going on. Those who run the big sports venues know what's going on, and we're simply being taken down from the inside, and it has got to stop. So anyway, so they gave this big tract of land and said some time ago, a few months back, that it also, this tract of land included Ottawa, downtown Ottawa, and the Parliament building. So now the First Nations lays claim to downtown Ottawa, including the federal seat of government, known as Parliament Hill. The Algonquin Anishinaabe First Nation says they never ceded control of their traditional lands, has filed a claim seeking recognition that Ottawa encompasses Aboriginal lands, as well as negotiations with the federal government on reconciliation of that title. In Ontario, let's see, Aboriginal title over much of downtown Ottawa, including Parliament Hill. The claim was filed yesterday in Ottawa's Superior Court. The Algonquin First Nation says they never ceded control. The claim includes islands in the Ottawa River, as well as a long stretch of shoreline that includes Parliament, the Supreme Court, the National Library, and the Canadian War Museum. The lawsuit seeks recognition that those are Aboriginal lands, as well as negotiations with federal government and reconciliation of that title. The lawsuit also names the Government of Ontario and the National Capital Commission. So that will be interesting. Here's another crazy story. I'm going to get to the other ones, but it's just bizarre world. This is big news. Seven penguins drowned at the Calgary Zoo. The zoo is conducting an investigation into the incident, which happened in the back holding area of the zoo where the animals are regularly housed. And that's all I'm going to say. If you want to know how they drowned, why they didn't have life jackets, why wasn't there a lifeguard, for crying out loud. I mean, penguins must be important. I don't know if it was, you know, probably read the story. It probably got something to do with global warming or something. You got to throw global warming at everything. This is a good one. The European Central Bank adds €500 billion in stimulus. Now, where in the hell did you come up with €500 billion? In case you don't know yet, your money's phony. And they just print this shit up. And the whole plan here is to bankrupt the nations. Destroy the nation state. Now, you've been held as surety for the debt of the so-called nations for a very long time. And you've been paying through the nose as they take your labor to pay off the so-called debt, of which somehow the government is not responsible for. Now what the plan is to bankrupt the nations one more time and put the nation so far in debt that you can't get out. And we're already there. They're just putting the icing on the cake now. So how the hell are you going to pay the debt? Well, the debt will be forgiven as each nation hands over all of its natural resources and everything else and control of all the people to those sons of bitches who created the UN and Israel. And out of that, you will be given a guaranteed income, but you will have no access to the natural resources. You won't likely be able to go too far out of the city, except maybe on a tour bus, a government tour bus, and you'll be able to look out your window and somebody says, oh, look, a deer. We're not that far away from Soylent Green. We've got the assisted suicide and pleasant music as you kick the bucket in Soylent Green. Charlton Heston, who was the cop in the movie investigating some stuff, and his old buddy who was going to die, and he ran off the assisted suicide ward. And when Heston found out about it, he took off down there because he knew what they were doing with these bodies. They were turning them into Soylent Green, a biscuit, a little green biscuit, very nutritious biscuit. Why bury dead people when you can eat them? But the point of that story is that when Heston got to the death ward, if you will, here it is with a circular screen. And on that screen, as you've gotten your injection and you're peacefully waiting to pass out, you can see the deer and the mountains and the rivers and the streams and all that beautiful nature that was taken away from you as you were corralled into the cities. And we're not far away from that if we don't get our acting together and start rocking the damn boat very, very hard. Okay, Ontario government cracks down on health care sex abuse. Well, that's a good idea, I suppose. In the wake of a star investigation, a law proposed by the Liberal government would expand the list of types of sexual abuse that lead to the mandatory revocation of a health care professional's license. So be careful, health care workers. No more sexual abuse on your customers, and you are all customers because it's a corporation, and you are customers of the... Not only are you customers of the corporation because you go to corporate health care, your electricity is corporate, your food is corporate, everything's corporate. And you're a customer of the corporation. But the worst part is you're not just a customer of the corporation. You're also the surety for the debt of the corporation. That's really sick. You can't go get, if you live in a town, you can't go get your water somewhere. You have to buy it from the municipality. You buy your electricity from the so-called government. The electricity system you, the people, built with your own hands. You, the people who slaved to put this thing together. You're a customer, and you're on the hook for the debt. The politicians are on the hook for what? Absolutely nothing. Doesn't matter how stupid a move they make. Doesn't matter what kind of coin they throw down the toilet, they are never, ever held responsible. And why is that? In the case of Canada, it's very simple why it's like that. Canada is a corporation, and the corporation said, we gave you responsible government. The men and women on these lands did not create the government. It was given to them. By who? By the corporation. And it says, we gave you responsible government. But then they have a caveat, and it says, responsible and responsible government doesn't have the definition of responsible. Well, what the hell is it? Wait a minute. You gave us responsible government. The word responsible and responsible government doesn't have the dictionary meaning of the word responsible. Well, that's a load. So what is the government if it's not a responsible, if it's not responsible? Well, it's irresponsible. And that's what I say. The world's upside freaking down. That's why we've got to rock the boat. You look up irresponsible is not, you're not obliged or bound or have a duty to the legal system. Even though the corporation runs the legal system, they're not liable to the legal system. That's why these clowns can get away with whatever it is they get away with. That includes the cops shooting and tasering people and beating the shit out of them. They're not responsible. How is it so hard to get somebody into court? Because they're all corporate and they all guard each other's backs. A cop can beat your grandmother half to death and laugh about it, get dragged into court, and what happens? The Crown Attorney goes, "Well, Your Honor, we looked at the case and we feel it's not in the public interest." What exactly is the public interest then? The public interest is in the interest of the corporation. It is not in the interest of the corporation to bring these charges forward because we're covering each other's asses. It's the most fraudulent setup that was ever created. And that's got to stop. It absolutely has to stop. These asshole politicians take their oath to the corporation. How stupid are we? Show me one government somewhere that the oath of the politician, the police, the judges, etc., the military, show me a country, please, somebody show me a country that the oath is to the men and women of the nation. I know of no nation, no so-called nation, where the oath is to the men and women and the children of that nation. It is always to the state, or in the case of Canada, the so-called Commonwealth, okay, is to the Queen. And who is the Queen? My wife's going to kick my ass for this. She hates when I say it. But the Queen is at the apex, that's the top, the pinnacle, of the legal and political systems, both of which are corporate. And this is who all these clowns take their oath to. And then people wonder why they're getting such a rotten shake from the so-called government. It's not a government. It is the governing body of the corporation. Period. And people better wrap their freaking brains around this. The schools are teaching the children to be fodder for the pedophiles. And the people keep sending their kids to the school. Why? The kids have been turned into pin cushions and money makers for the pharmaceutical companies. It has nothing to do with the health of your child. It has to do with money. Because the corporation feeds on you. Without you, they can't exist. And without the so-called government legislature that says every child must be vaccinated, working hand in hand with the pharmaceutical company, how is it this so-called government represents you again? No government that I can find anywhere on this planet even recognizes a man, a woman, or a child. Because every country runs on the legal system. And the legal system is the biggest deception ever to come down the pipe. The legal system is the law of persons, which are corporate, which are fictional, which you are not of. But then they bind you to it. And most people still don't understand that. There are two of you. There is the man, the woman, or the child, and then there's a chunk of paper. Chunk of corporate paper. No man or woman in this nation's ever gotten a ticket. And the sick part is you can't mix fiction and reality. But they do. And we allow them to continue to do it to us. I think it's about time we woke up. Anyways, back to Bizarro World here. Let me see. Here's a typical example. Suing ex-senators in spending scandal, likely not worth the cost, says a lawyer. Wait a minute. These are people who were appointed to the Senate who have broken the law over and over and over and over again. But the lawyer says, you know, it's probably not worth the cost to pursue it. Meanwhile, down here in my neck of the woods, Michael Schmidt, the raw milk farmer, has been pursued for 22, 23 years now. Relentlessly. He has never caused anybody a problem. He's never stolen anything from anybody. And that's exactly what these senators are doing. They're stealing from you. But somehow they're not liable. Why? Well, because they're part of the responsible government, which actually means irresponsible because it's legal speak, legal jargon. They change the meanings of the words. So when they say we gave you responsible government, they're busting a gut laughing at you. Because you're too stupid to figure this out. That has to change. And it has to change pretty damn quick. I don't need to read that story because I know what it's all about. Let's see. Belleville woman. I never spent much time looking at Pizzagate. I don't need to. I know that we live in a satanically run world because we keep signing things. Sign here. Benefits. Sign here. And each time you sign to the corporation, which is a fictional thing, for a benefit, any kind of a benefit, you're giving up part of your soul. Sign here. Anyways, this sounds kind of weird here. This Belleville woman helped cook up Pizzagate. Writer disavows responsibility for Sunday's attack, but passed explosive allegations along. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But let's see what we got here. Following the spread of fake news and Pizzagate, which inspired a violent incident in a Washington, D.C. eatery and might have even affected the course of the U.S. election, no less, leads to at least one surprising destination, the home of a stay-at-home mom and writer in Belleville, Ontario. Stephanie McWilliams, a contributor to Planet Free Will, wrote an article last month that took off on social media. In it, she recounted a man's claims about a politically connected pedophile ring housed at the Comet Ping Pong Pizza Parlor in the U.S. Capitol. Last Sunday, less than 3 weeks after McWilliams' article was published, Edgar Welch was arrested after a rifle was discharged in the restaurant. He later said he wanted only to investigate the claims. I kind of wanted to put out the information that there that was there with the statement, I'm not accusing anyone. There's no concrete evidence of anything, McWilliams said Wednesday, adding that her readers were very interested in it. Among the claims are allegations that aides to Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton were involved in a child prostitution ring hidden in mysterious tunnels beneath the pizzeria. Planet Free Will was among the websites recently called out by the New York Times for sharing fake news. Now, I guess the New York Times thinks they have the monopoly on fake news, because God knows there's a pile of it been coming out of there for a very, very, very long time. I was, McWilliams goes on to say, I was personally a little bit insulted of the label. Fake news has become used as this ridiculous term. It is the new conspiracy theorist. McWilliams' article describes journalist Jack Prosbick live streaming his theories from Comet Ping Pong itself until staff asked him to leave. She writes, "We must stress that there is yet no concrete evidence of any wrongdoing, but as it is certainly odd that Jack was kicked out this evening." McWilliams, 24, began writing for the website early this year and is one of the three contributors, along with owner and editor Joe Janotsky, a self-described libertarian who started the website in January as a hobby. "I would pretty much describe it as a conservative-leaning and libertarian-leading news website," said Janowski, a 25-year-old who works in entertainment and lives in Pennsylvania. "The conspiracy theory is stemming from creative interpretation of well-connected Washington political players' emails made public by WikiLeaks abound on websites like 4chanel and Reddit." McWilliams said she doesn't believe or disbelieve the theory, but said, "What I've been calling for is the media to treat us fairly and to stop smearing us with the fake news label." Despite the fallout of the Pizzagate, as it come to be known, the result that resulted in an armed man entering the Comet Ping Pong in search of alleged child sex slaves. McWilliams said she has no regrets. "I really have no regrets, and it's honestly really grown our audience," she said. James Alephantis, the owner of the Comet Ping Pong, felt differently in a statement on the restaurant's Facebook page on Monday. He wrote, "I hope that those involved in fanning these flames will take a moment to contemplate what happened here Sunday and stop promoting these falsehoods right away. The story of Pizzagate is about what is fake and what is real. It's a tale of a scandal that never was and of a fear that was spread through the channels that don't even exist until recently. Pizzagate, the belief that code words and satanic symbols point to a sword underground along an ordinary retail strip in the nation's capital, is possible only because science has produced the most powerful tools ever invented to find and disseminate information." What brought Welch to the District of Columbia on Sunday was a choking mix of rumor, political nastiness, technological change, and the intoxicating thrill that can come from running down a mystery. His actions in one of Washington's wealthiest neighborhoods reminded Americans that last month's election did not quite conclude the strangest political season in the nation's history. Welch did not shoot anyone in the disturbance, but he delivered a troubling message about the shattering of trust in a troubled time. On the 28th of October, FBI Director James Comey told Congress that he was reopening the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of private email, yada, yada, yada. The notion quickly moved to other social media platforms and talked about Clinton, who was involved in his child sex ring, and that her campaign chairman, John Podesta, indulged in satanic rituals. "When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear of standing up against her," Jones said in a YouTube video posted on November the 4th. "Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children. I just can't hold back the truth anymore." Now, who are we talking about here? Who's this Jones guy? Where's that name come from? Oh, InfoWars, okay. This is ludicrous. People read this shit. This is the biggest newspaper, I think, in the country. And this is just ludicrous. Now, I don't spend any time. I didn't spend any time on Pizzagate. I got better things to do with my time. All you have to know about child abuse is the Children Protection Agency, or in Canada, the Children's Aid Society. I mean, they put a bounty on children. If that ain't abuse, I don't know what is. The kids go to the schools and are taught how not to be normal. They're prodded and plied with garbage about, you know, you're a boy, don't you feel more like a girl? Right? You know, yeah, you're heterosexual, but don't you want to be gay? Well, you could go to the lovely parade. The prime minister goes to the parade. Of course, it's all abuse. The children are being abused so badly, either with needles or bullshit, or teaching them at the youngest age when they're children. When children are children, they want to be children. And then you force this garbage upon them. So I don't need to know about Pizzagate. I mean, it amazed me. I looked at it for a second and people were all jacked up about it. You know, there's pedophile. Well, really? Really? You need a Pizzagate to come along and tell you that? Alex Jones is a dick of the century. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, always holding up the every picture I see of that jackass, he's holding up a bunch of paper with a UN logo on the front of it. Duh. I mean, are people this stupid that they get sucked over by WikiLeaks and they get sucked in by Alex Jones? These are called players. Players. It's what they are. So I really wish people would just put all of that garbage aside. And do something positive. Do some research. Don't rely on these clowns' research. Read something. It's all wrote down. Go hang out at the Rockefeller. Go read some UN documents. Understand what it is you're reading. Understand who set up the UN. Understand who set up Israel and for what purpose. Then all this noise, and that's all it is noise. To keep you busy, confused, so you don't take the time to actually sit down and read some stuff. This is not reading stuff. Excuse me. It is complete garbage. I mean, I got so sick of these WikiLeaks freaking email releases. And I got so sick of people telling me WikiLeaks is about to release more emails. Duh. And this does what? Puts noise in your brain. It keeps you led astray and keeps you doing it. It keeps you from doing anything positive. That's what it's set up for. I mean, I put Alex Jones on my blog back in 2006 for about, I think he was there about 2 weeks. And so I would go in there and listen to this dickweed every now and again for a bit. And it took like no time to figure out who this goomer was. And I didn't spend a lot of time calling him out, but I did call into his show one time. And and asked him, you know, I said, my understanding is you've been on air for about 14 years, this is some time back. And yep. And now we'll take a break for my latest, greatest way to get a buck out of everybody. But, you know, I said, you know, I don't hear no solutions. All I hear is fear-mongering. He said, well, you got a solution? Yes, I do. And I don't know why you haven't put it forward yet. What you need is a reverse coup. And you need to get to it. So you probably do the whole thing with 10,000 people, and that would be likely way more than enough. What do you mean? Well, you're always bitching and complaining about the White House. Doesn't matter who the president is. You're always bitching and complaining about it. We know what the problem is. It's a corporation that has enslaved everybody. So they are the conspiracy. I don't do theory, by the way. And it is a conspiracy. And these people have enslaved the other people. They have deceived the people, and deception is fraud, which is against the law, and it's against the legal system, and yada, yada, yada. So just go and get yourself some people. You've got all these listeners. And take a bunch of those people and just walk them on into the White House. And take it. And at the same time, make sure you got control of the major newscasts. That ain't hard to do neither. Most of the people are oblivious to anything that's going on. And I'm absolutely certain if you broke in on their favorite TV show, they might be a little bit miffed about it. They went and took the White House and said, America, we interrupt this broadcast to inform the good men, women, and children of these lands that America has been returned to the people. Back to your broadcast. And most of the people wouldn't even get what the hell you even said to them. But Jones amazed me way back then, because when I was talking to him, he says, well, you know, I says, you know, it's no different than, you know, you burned down a legislative building in Canada on the East Coast, and what did they do? They just turned around and marched back down there and burned the White House. And they were some nervous about it. This is the seat of government of the United States. Well, you burned ours down, and we ain't going to put up with that crap. So they went down there, and they were quite nervous about it. When they got there, it was vacant. Nobody was there. They all run away. So he had a retired general on that day on his show, and he says, you know, General, I got this Canadian, this uppity Canadian or whatever he referred me as, and said, he's saying we just go to D.C. and take it. And I told him that wouldn't work. What Alex said was it wouldn't work because if they did this, I mean, talk about pathetic. Guys running around yelling whatever the year was, what is it, 1776 or whatever the hell the year he's always spewing off about. We got to save the nation. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm so full of shit it hurts. But I conned you people. So the deal is that Alex says, well, that won't work. Why won't it work, Alex? Well, because if we did that, they'd, they wouldn't televise it. I told you to go control of the media. Well, yeah, but, well, then they'd let off truck bombs and that and blame it on us. Really? Really? So then he goes to his retired general. He says, "General, I got this Canadian on here. He said we just walk in and take the damn thing." The general says, "Well, that won't work." "I told that Canadian that won't work, General. I told that uppity Canadian that won't work. I mean, after all, I'm Alex Jones. Well, you tell him. You tell the Canadian general why it won't work." "Well, it won't work, Alex, because if we did that, when we got there, everyone would have run away." And that's exactly true. These are chicken hawks. They're chickens that have deceived you. They're weasels and foxes that have deceived you. And when confronted, they will run. Because they don't want you getting their hands on them. They're so afraid of you, and I don't know why the people don't get that. The people have nothing to be afraid of. They're the ones that need to be afraid. They're the criminals. And you're the good men and women of the nation. Now, why the hell would the good men and women of the nation be afraid of a bunch of two-bit criminals? That makes no sense. But then the world's upside down. That's why you got to rock the boat. Now, I don't like violence. I don't promote violence. Even though the so-called government is doing everything in its power to get the people to become violent, because that's what they want. They want total breakdown, chaos. Why do you think? I mean, think about this. America is supposed to be a Christian nation. So is Canada, Australia, Britain. And here we are bringing in all this Islamic nonsense, which is opposite. Now, if that don't give you a clue as to what's going on, I don't know what will. And people go, "Well, they're teaching children how to say Islamic prayers in schools." Well, you put up with it. You put up with it. Why do you put up with it is the question. Why do you put up with it? Afraid of the teacher? Afraid of the school board? That's what they depend on. They depend on the fact that you went through the public school system and you were taught to bow to any authority that was put in front of your face and to keep you in a child mind-like state through your entire adulthood. And they seem to have managed to do it. But trust me, they're still very damn nervous. All we got to do is kick their authority. Because they don't have any authority. They only have authority over persons. They have absolutely no authority whatsoever over any man, woman, or child. Unless you agree that you're a human being. And that makes you an animal. And that makes them the authority. The system of law came from your creator. Do no harm. The legal system is exactly the opposite. To harm you. To enslave you. To steal from you. Now, what do you want? You want law, or you love the legal system that much? Do you want freedom and peace? Then you better get your ass back to law. Because you're never going to have freedom or peace in the legal system. Ever. So what is it? Going to have to make some choices, people. You're going to have to learn to stand up to this so-called authority. You're going to have learn how to say no to this authority. I remember when I was a kid, maybe I just got an authoritarian problem or something. When I was a kid, you know, my teacher said, you got to stay after school. What? Well, you got a detention. Well, that's nice, but school's over. Well, yeah, but you have a detention. Well, that's nice, but school's over. School ends at 3:25 or whatever time it ended. 25 to 4, whenever. The school's over. I'm out of here. But you got a detention. Well, if you want to stick around and do the detention, feel free, but I ain't going to be here. And I'm talking very young grade school time. Well, who the hell are these people? Who the hell are you to tell me I can't leave the school? Who the hell are you to tell me I got a right? I pissed you off sometime 1,000 times on the chalkboard after school's over. What are you, loony? See ya. Well, you have to do what I say. Says who? I kind of got to pay attention to what my mom and dad tell me to do, but you? Who are you? Who the hell are you to tell me anything? Now, did I get another detention for not staying for the detention? No. No, I didn't. Am I fearful of the teacher? No, I'm not. But this is the whole purpose of the freaking public school system, is to instill fear of fake authority on the children so that they are mentally screwed up, so when they become adults, they bow to authority. They don't even ask the question about, oh, I have to fill this out. Why? Why do you have to fill that out? Well, because they told me. Right. Who told you? Well, them, they're the authorities. The what? The authorities? Your mom and dad are the only authority on this planet to you. That's it. Anything outside of that is false and is damned evil. God, this stuff gets me on some rants. But that Julian Assange bullshit was really making me nuts. I mean, what's it take for people just to figure out so simple as things? Here's a jackass holding up the UN paper in his pictures all the time, and people think he's trying to help you. Wrong, 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 wrong. So let me see what this civil rights Viola Desmond, who's going to appear on the new Canadian $10 bill, the Canadian $10 bill being corporate currency, the civil rights pioneer will be the first woman, other than the Queen, who just happens to be at the apex of the political and legal system, which is corporate, to be featured on the Canadian corporate currency. It was the first story Anissa Hansen saw when she checked the news Thursday morning. Civil rights pioneer Viola Desmond, a black woman, will be immortalized on Canada's new corporate $10 bill. Called the Rosa Parks of Canada, Desmond defied the color barrier at a New Glasgow, Nova Scotia movie house in 1946. When the new banknotes enter circulation in 2018, Desmond will be the first woman who is not a royal to have her face featured on Canadian corporate currency. For Hansen, a young black woman in Toronto, the announcement holds particular significance because I guess black lives matter. Nothing happens without a reason, and that's why this lady is on the $10 corporate bill. Not because she did anything great, but because she's black. Now, do I have anything against black people? Absolutely not. I have nothing against any race. What I do have is the way they are manipulated so that the people are always divided against each other. That's what the corporation does. Because why? Because it's to their benefit. So anyways, it goes on. For as long as I can remember, I've always wondered what it would be like to see people that look like me represented in different parts of our everyday lives, says Hanson, 25, talking like a 12-year-old child, of course, because she's been through the public school system. For it to be on our money, it's a big deal. It ain't your money, darling. But then you don't know that because, well, you're 25, went through the public school system, and maybe you went to college or university to be just stupefied a little bit more. For it to be on our money, it ain't your money. It ain't even money. But apparently it's a big deal to her. In 2014, while studying criminology at Ryerson University, Ryerson went to find out about, I'm not going to remember the name of the country or whatever. Anyways, they all went over there to see how it was. Somebody can clue me in, I forgot the name of the place. On how it was, Prussia, went to Prussia to find out how it is that they got their soldiers in that never to retreat. And they taught them the Prussian teaching system of how they are taught that they are basically products of the state. Okay? And that's what they brought back with them. Okay? You are enslaved by the state. You do as the state says. You do not question the state. Yada, yada, yada. So this 25-year-old went to Ryerson University. Hanson, one of the school's Viola Desmond Awards, honoring the achievements of a black female faculty, staff, and students. Hanson was rooting for Desmond as the government of Canada prepared to put a woman on the new bank notes. Desmond was a beautician, owner of Vi Studio of Beauty Culture in Halifax, and a beauty school for black women. On November the 8th, 1946, trying to see a movie in New Glasgow's Roseland Theatre, she was told that, because she was black, she would only be allowed to sit in the balcony. Well, I must be black too, because when I was a kid going to my theatre in Renfrew, Ontario, we always headed for the balcony. Better view. Maybe I'm black, who knows? Why ain't my picture on the money? Refusing to bow to segregation, the 32-year-old Desmond took a seat on the main floor. Went the crowd of the theater, normally reserved for whites, and refused to move. Desmond was arrested and spent the night in jail and charged the following day with attempting to defraud the provincial government for failing to pay the one penny tax on ground floor seats. A judge fined her $20 and ordered her to pay an additional $6 in court cost. In the months after the incident, Desmond fought to have her charge reversed. Her case was taken as high as the Nova Scotia Supreme Court, and ultimately her appeal was dismissed. In 1947. She died in 1965 at the age of 50. Don't know what of. In 2010, Desmond was granted a posthumous pardon by then Lieutenant Governor Mayen Francis and a public apology from then Premier Daryl Dexter. Now, if I look up these two names, Francis and Dexter, I'm sure I will find some dirt. And I don't need Julian Assange to help me. Nor, well, maybe Jonesy. Anyways, on Thursday morning, Finance Minister Bill Morneau, Status of Women Minister Patty Hajdu, which is obviously Punjabi or Muslim, I don't know any European names spelled H-A-J-D-U. And the Bank of Canada Governor, Stephen Poulos, announced that Desmond had beaten out four other finalists to be the new face on the $10 bill. I don't know who the other ones were. It's a very big day to have a woman on a banknote. And it's a very big day to have a woman as president. It's a very big day to have a woman as a premier. It's a very big day to have a woman as a chief justice. A very big day, very big day, very big day. Woman, 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 woman. Gaia, the hoe, needs to go back to sleep. She would be so very proud, Robinson said. Yurce Kalaho, I can't pronounce. Oh, okay. You know, this is co-founder of Black Lives Matter Toronto, said she had a lot of mixed feelings upon hearing Desmond would appear on the $10 bill. I thought symbolically it was really powerful, but there's also the reality that it doesn't mean anything unless the politics is also affected, she said. There's a continuous attacks on black women on every level of society, from education to politics to media representation to even the way police engage with us, and we know that this is not doing anything to address that. Because, well, Black Lives Matter, and that's the way it is, and Muslims matter, and East Indians matter, and Chinese matter, if you're a white guy whose parents came here from Europe to build your future for you, or they thought they did, you're a racist. You're always a racist. Even though there is a race war ongoing, the Third World War, the spiritual psychological war against the white race. So none of these other groups are racist, although they prance around, death to whitey. The race war is here, and you're the target. But you don't get it. And again, that's no reason to hate all black people or all Chinese people or all Koreans or all whatever, okay? This is designed in the back rooms by the sons of bitches that created the UN and Israel. And I get a kick out of people say, well, the UN sucks, but you can't say anything bad about Israel. Go learn some history, please. 200 million people died in order for the United Nations and Israel to be created. And anybody that would support the United Nations or Israel needs their head read. Period. And I'm going to run out of time here again, so there you go. Anyway, so, okay, the runners-up were Mohawk artist, native, Pauline Johnson, Olympic gold medalist, UN, Bobby Rosenfield, journalist, feminist, and suffragette. Okay, so that's your feminist shit. And Idola St. John, and Canada's first practicing female engineer, Elsie McGill, who also became the world's first female aircraft designer. Okay, females in high places. Now, for Daryl Bowden, a staffer in Ryerson's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, and the organizer of the Viola Desmond Awards, the recognition is long overdue. Equity, diversity, and inclusion. Diversity is wicked. Inclusion, everybody should be. I mean, I don't got a problem with nobody. And equity. There is no equity in the legal system, only in law. And we're not in the legal system. So this staffer at Ryerson has obviously been through the public school system. It doesn't have a sweet bejesus. What are you even talking about? And think about the music. And I do. So rock the freaking boat, people.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and I am the host of Anti-